Who else has something they want to go over? There's Diana. Hi. Yeah, go for it.
I just have a real quick question. It's nothing. Sure.
You're very low. You were like that yesterday too. I'm going to turn up my volume on my.
I'm not talking real loud. So I just had a quick question, really.
There's also a worrying.
I'm still working on battling off this virus.
Oh yeah.
Some wonderful discoveries about what it's done to me. It's permanently changed my whole body.
So let me stop for a second because there's a humming sound. Does everybody hear that? Is it coming from?
Yeah, it's usually, I noticed Diana's mic, your sound usually has that kind of background noise, but it seems to be louder now and her voice seems to be
lower.
Yeah.
By talking, because it's not there unless she's speaking. Speak. Right.
Yeah.
It's like mic feedback or something. I don't know.
I wonder if it's some of the microphone.
I wonder if it's the reverberation from
settings to see if here. Anything's different. It doesn't look like it's different, but it just could be the machines going bye-bye. Good thing I don't have a real involved question.
What symptoms are you still having, Diana?
It just won't go away. It just keeps coming back.
So sinuses, coughing, no, what?
It's in the throat and it got into my lungs. I'm having a lot of trouble with breathing and keeping my oxygen levels up. What I discovered is I cannot go back to my base levels on vitamin C and D. If I drop down to that level, I'll be okay for a day or two, and then it'll all come back again. Now, this has been going on since the middle of February, and I had done a round of the extreme protocol, and then it came back. And then the second time I had asked you, can I do this again so soon because of the mega dosing? And you put me on a schedule of 10 days of the high level and then slowly backing down. And I did that, but I had it beat again. And then when I got back down to the normal levels, I was okay for a couple days. Okay. And
so don't drop the C. You're dropping the C as well as the D and the...
Dropping back to my base level. I don't drop C at all. My base level for C's is 5,000 a day.
Right, but I'm saying, so here's the thing. The C you can just keep up. My feeling right now is that you want to keep whatever that extreme level is, keep that on the C. Don't just drop down to the base level because that's what you're finding. And most likely, you know, you can't keep D up for a long time because it's that soluble. You can't keep A up for a long time. But for the C, you can. You know, if you're exceeding your dose, you're just going to get diarrhea and you'll know and you'll just back off.
Yeah, well, I'm taking the liposomal, so I don't actually get the diarrhea.
You don't get the diarrhea. So if it's the cost on C, liposomal C, because it is a lot. How much you were taking, like 10 or 11?
I do fine until I go below about 8.
Okay, great. Now we know.
That's my new base level. I can't go below that at all anymore.
Great.
I can't go back to my 5,000. I've got to stay at 8 or above, and it's better to stay at 10. And
so stay at 10 then. Stay at 10, right? If you're going to drop, you drop to 9 and you do it for a whole week. And you go, oh, I'm still okay. Then you can drop to 8. Do it for a whole week.
Yeah. Well, right? I also ended up having to start the D again. But I don't take the mega dose, but I did increase.
Increase it.
Okay. The base was 10,000 a day. And right now I'm doing 20.
That's fine. You're not going to get in trouble with 5. The 100,000, you don't want to go for more than the 3 days. But I would say find that dose and keep it up. Your body is working hard, right? And
really hard.
You may have this coronavirus.
I know. I've been trying to figure out how I would have got it because I haven't been anywhere, but it could have come in on a package.
But this has been going on since February. Who knows, right?
It's got to the point now where my O2 has been dropping into the low 80s and low 70s.
That's not good. No.
That's not good. No, I'm not oxygenating. I am absolutely exhausted. I'm fading fast. So I've got to do something a little different. And like I say, these are some of the things I've been finding. I've actually been doing some other research on how this this lovely bug works. It's got so many different mechanisms of attack when I found out that it goes after the red blood cells and the hemoglobin, that's when it kind of like finally hit me. I've definitely got a problem with my hemoglobin. I have with this whole blood issue that I've had. Found out yesterday, the day before, it also has a platelet clumping part to it. So there's multiple. It also attacks the white blood cells, the T cells, which I've got. But I've got a whole bunch of, you know, weird white cells too. So it's really into every time. I'm kind of keeping my eye on what the latest research is, and I'm trying to pull in some new things to try. One of the things that seems to be working with a lot of these people is hydroxychloroquine, which is basically quinine in a synthetic form, and zinc. And of course, I've been hitting the zinc like crazy. Of course, we already know I've got a zinc problem because I can't transport
right.
it in
the hit the zinc. But the you got to be careful with the that's a prescription medication.
Right, so. And I can't get it. So that was kind of the problem. And I thought, you know, when I was a little girl, my grandmother used to take quinine tablets that she would get at the pharmacy. You just walk up to the pharmacist and they'd have it behind the counter and she'd buy her quinine tablets. And so I thought, you know, it's too bad that you can't do that anymore. But I thought to myself, that had to have been a natural medicine made from most likely a plant. Mm-hmm. And so I started doing a little research on that and I found out that it is made from a plant. It's a tree bark. And I was able to find the tree bark. And I actually, believe it or not, on the doctor's supplement store is this. Called Kina.
Oh.
It is a tincture of that bark.
Interesting.
And I bought it. It's $39 for this little tiny 1 ounce bottle, but it's basically nothing but this bark of this cinchona tree.
Okay, yeah. So what do they say is in a dose? This is where I want you to, there's certain herbs you've got to be careful of. It. You can take echinacea till you're blue in the face and it's not going to do anything. You take poke. More than a couple of drops and it's dangerous.
Okay, so this thing, it has specific instructions on it. You start with one drop and you can go up to 30 drops. You can do that twice a day. And it's going to be one of those where eventually I'm going to get to a point where I've got the results I want and I won't be taking it forever. But I started this 4 days ago.
Okay.
And my oxygen levels have already come up.
All right. So when you said oxygen low, even when you bumped your C and your D back up, it still stayed low?
Dropping lower and lower, yeah. I didn't even think of checking it until about a month ago. And
how are you checking? You have a pulse
oximeter? I have a pulse oximeter, yeah, a little finger thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I've been using that. But I've also had, like I said, a lot of trouble breathing. I'm bringing up a lot of phlegm. The one that really scared me was a couple of times when I coughed and the phlegm's come up, it was pink, not streaked with blood, but pink, just solid pink. Mm-hmm. That one came up in one of the things I researched yesterday and I went, aha, maybe that's that. But there, anyway, I'm doing a lot of different things. The zinc is a biggie also because you got to do that with the quinine. It's the hydroquinone zinc
and the
C-pack is the magic stuff. So that was the other thing is I got that nanoparticle zinc liquid and I've been spraying it on my throat about 5 times a day.
That's good. The spray is excellent.
That's helping. And I'm also taking a tablespoon of that a day at night to replace one of my zinc doses. I think that's helping. But until I actually added this, my oxygen levels were just scaring me to take.
I'm going to give you a paper that one of my colleagues, she's a medical doctor up in the north, well, no, up north, like Illinois or something, or Iowa, Idaho. But she and her husband, they do a lot of really intense stuff, functional medicine, and she put together like a 25-page paper on all the research she could find on the COVID. So I'm looking for it right now, and I'm going to put a link to it.
I was going to say too that bark, that was the original formulation in homeopathics.
Yeah. Mm.
Interesting.
Good stuff. Look what arrived yesterday. I'll be making my own. For $40, I got enough to make a gallon of this.
Where do you, so where is that tree grow in your area?
No, God, no. And I had a hell of a time finding the bark too. It's not a real popular herb. It's kind of hard to find, but I did find some.
Okay, so I'm going to post this right now. I'm going to get it from her post this morning.
Dr. Rita Marie, I got an article from this woman who had, it went into her lungs, and she was talking about how horrible it was. And she had this herbal book that she's had for 25 years. She's been away from the doctors. It's kept her away. And she looked up pneumonia, and it said to chop up onions. And so she chopped up a bunch of onions and she mashed it, put it in a cloth, and put it on her chest.
Mm.
And she could use it on her chest for up to 16 hours. She says it could burn a bit, but she wasn't worried about that. She wanted to, because she was really going downhill. And she could not believe that was one thing that really helped her go over the hump.
That makes a lot of sense. You know, I was thinking about this yesterday. I wonder about good old-fashioned mustard pack.
Yeah, mustard pack, and the onions work because it's quercetin.
Yeah.
And that's another one I've doubled my quercetin.
That's the stuff I've been taking a lot of too, just to prevent. I have this thing. I'm trying to figure out what the best way to get it to you is. Here we go. No, it's in my Dropbox. Let me see if there's a way to attach a file. Is there a way to attach a file here?
Yeah, on the chat.
Yeah.
It's a file.
Oh yeah, there is. There's a file.
Where does it say it? On the chat. Okay.
Just
chat. Okay, and then I go file. Okay, I'm gonna attach a file here.
Okay.
Otherwise I'd have to upload it to my server, and I don't wanna take the time to do that
right
now.
You can PM it on Facebook if you want. Direct message me on Facebook.
Oh. But it's in a private group, so I wouldn't be able to share that.
Okay.
Yeah, let me put it here. Documents, desktop. I'm trying to figure this out. Here we go. Data. Okay. Dropbox. And I put it in this folder called, I think this is the folder I just put it in. Let me look. Okay. Darn it. Sorry.
Diana, do you take NAC?
Yes, I've doubled that up too.
Okay, good.
Do you have a nebulizer?
Yes, I do. I'm about ready to drag it out. I'm gonna try I've got a couple ideas on that. One is hydrogen peroxide and the other one is colloidal silver.
Colloidal silver, that's what I was thinking of. Sometimes licorice root helps to open up
I do have a nebulizer. I haven't gotten that bad yet. It just, it's the shortness of breath, and then it's worse when I lay down, so it's interrupting my sleep.
Okay, I just attached the file.
Ooh, it just popped up there. Okay, it worked.
Yeah, and you should be able to download that, anybody that wants it. I haven't read it yet. She just popped out with it this morning.
Yeah, I've been
25 pages, well-researched. It's really technical stuff, and they've been researching for a while.
Yeah, I do that every morning. I collect a little notepad document with little snips of everything I can find.
Yeah. So I want you to be aware that you can't let your oxygen saturation go too low. So you've got to be like, okay, take me to the ER to get oxygen.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to get that bad. I'm not going to get that bad. I know
you're not going to, but I just want you to be aware that you keep, if that's bringing it up.
Yeah, it is. It's finally bringing it up. The one thing I did think I probably need to add a little bit of is the vitamin A.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not taking any extra other than the very tiny amount that's in my multi.
I would do 5,000 to 10,000. You can do for extended period of time with no problem.
So I was going to, that was my main question I wanted to ask you is, how much is safe to add to this to take on a regular basis for, say, a month or so?
I would say 10,000 will be fine. Do you have, do you know if you remember if you have a BCM01 SNP?
Sounds that's familiar. Like, so I don't remember off the top of my head, though. I think I might.
Yeah, if you have a BCM01 SNP, for sure 10 is safe for a long period of time, like indefinitely.
Yeah, and then I did do Sterling Hills COVID-19 SNPs. she's got a thing, you pay $15.
Really?
And she'll run your file through the COVID-19 SNPs, and I've got some real nasty ones.
Yeah.
Which doesn't surprise me a bit. I don't know why it would.
Yeah. So, wow.
Yeah.
So, garlic, you're doing garlic, right?
Yes.
You got ginger, turmeric, garlic, the apple cider vinegar, lemon juice with all those things in it, helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've got my routine, and it includes everything. But like I said, I've just discovered that, you know, my base is no longer my base.
No, you can't go back to that base.
And that was my mistake, is every time I would drop down to my base thinking, oh, I feel better, I'm going to be okay. Within 2 or 3 days, I'd
give yourself a month of feeling better before you consider changing anything.
I really think that this is almost a permanent change. That's the impression I'm getting in my spirit when I'm praying.
It might be that you just need that high level.
This has done enough damage. You know, because I didn't really know what I was doing. So, I mean, I didn't hit it hard enough or long enough. I didn't realize what I was dealing with. And it's done some damage.
You started early enough that it wasn't in the awareness that, yeah, it was just, I got a cold, big deal, right?
Well, yeah, I was fighting it all fall. About once a month, I'd get that runny nose thing going. I'd do my 3 days of the, you know, mega dosing, and it would go away.
Yeah.
And then in February, when I did it, it just came back with a vengeance so fast, so hard.
How's your husband doing?
He's fine. He's fine. He's had the same runny nose cold thing that we've had all summer, but he's fine right now. He's got it. The other thing is the blood type. Guess what? I've got the blood type, and type A has the worst outcome. Type O is what he is, and he's got the least outcome. Least likely to get infected and the best outcome. And he's doing great. I'm not.
Yeah.
But then again, he's got a basically good immune system, which I don't. So
keep it up. Keep your blood sugar steady. You don't want to have any spikes in blood sugar.
No.
I think it was Lisa just posted in the Sweet Spot an article that she found about the blood sugar relationship to COVID.
Oh yeah, very much. Yeah, my blood sugar has been running in the 90s to low 100s. For this whole, since February, and then it was down into the 80s, mid 80s and low 80s. I was really happy, and I was, you know, really doing well until this hit in February. So, and it just keeps dragging on. And I was just getting weaker and weaker. The last 3 weeks, I've been doing almost nothing but sleeping, except at night. And like I say, every time I go to lay down, it's worse. The breathing is harder.
Are you sleeping during the day? Are you sitting up in a chair?
No, I can't sleep more than about 2 hours. I have to get up and cough a bunch and clear my lungs and sit up for a couple hours to recover. And then I get tired. See, I'm even starting to get breathless just sitting here talking.
Yeah. So let's get you calmed down.
It's a lot of wheezing and rattling. I mean, I can't go more than 15, 20 minutes and I've got to cough something up out of my lungs.
Are you doing any mustard packs?
No, not yet.
Mm-mm. It might be a good thing to do. And it occurred to me, somebody was explaining their symptoms. It was one of our colleagues, and she's in Puerto Rico, and she's been in and out of the hospital to get oxygen. And then she would go to get oxygen, and then she got some IV vitamin C. She's a naturopath, so she was shooting herself up with IV vitamin C, but then she'd go low again, and she's just a lot. I mentioned to her, have you done mustard packs? That's a good old-fashioned naturopathic
thing. Grandma.
Done that, yep. But mustard packs, but also lying on your stomach and doing breathing exercises. You've probably read about that.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I'm grabbing every clue I can find.
Yeah, so. We'll read this article and see what they come up with, because there may be a few. I'm looking forward to reading it tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. That, and I'm doing all the antivirals I've got. I've got the all the lung herbs and I'm doing, you know, I muscle test everything every day, take what I need. I think I did finally knock the bacterial part down because I haven't needed to take any of the antibacterial stuff for a while. I pick it up every day, but no, it's good. So I think that strep component might have come into play somewhere along the way.
Well, and that weakens.
Or it may not have been that. It may have been the COVID, and I just mistook it for that.
Right.
But anyway, I don't really have a clue. There's no way I can get tested here anyway.
You have to be dying to get tested. Right, there is a new test from Vibrant America, and I was all excited because I thought it was a blood spot. And we contacted them, and Scott called them up, and they said, oh, you have to go get your blood drawn to do it. They said they're working on a blood spot for it. And it actually tests like 12 antibodies. It tests for three different antigens, or four different antigens, A, IgA, IgG, and IgM. So it sounded like a really good test that they developed. But so then there's the other one, which is just you either get IgA or IgG or IgM antibodies, and they're like 20 kits for, it's really inexpensive, like 20 test kits for $250. But I've had colleagues who've ordered them and they still haven't gotten them in this month. So it's needed. We need to look at that because I have a feeling.
I would definitely want to, if I can ever get an antibody test, I will do that.
Oh yeah. To go to the lab is ridiculous because you have to drive 6 hours, but the, when they get the blood spot, that's the time to get it when that becomes available.
An antibody test I would be interested in. The only way to get tested right now in Idaho is if they admit you to the hospital, they can send you home saying, yeah, you got presumed COVID and count you as a case, but they will not test you.
Exactly. It's
crazy. Only upon admission.
My sister-in-law, who's in Chicago, she had clear symptoms and she went in and they went, you're not sick enough. They gave her an inhaler. You're not sick enough to test. Clear signs, but so it's very... It's the testing is awful.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're not sick enough. Cool. And she's like coughing and her chest hurts.
It's like there was an elephant. There's an elephant sitting on my chest when I lay down. And, you know, I mean, my heart can't even beat. It feels like it's just.
That's the thing I want you to be careful about with this quinine derivative, right? No. Is that it can cause some heart stuff. So just be careful if you start to feel any arrhythmias or anything. The back it off.
I will do that. So far, this seems to be helping though, because my numbers have come up an awful lot. Okay. I'm only dropping into the high 80s now, not the low 80s. And it was like this the night before I actually got this in the mail and started it. I had dropped down to 72.
That's scary.
It is scary. It is very scary.
Yeah. So just be aware and give your husband like instructions that, you know, if he tests you and you drop below that, he needs to take you to get oxygen.
We'll do.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember, we don't have anything here. We have a clinic that's open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
There's no hospitals in your town? Wow. Wow. So don't let it get that low that it's an emergency.
No, I'm taking good care of myself for the most part. Like I say, I'm doing everything I can.
Oh, there was a supplement that one person mentioned, and it's an oral, has oxygen in it, and it was, I'll see if I can find it. It was from, I don't remember who. It might have been like Jay, what's his name?
So I take, it's something called Oxy Powder. It's Global Healing Center.
That's magnesium.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not, yeah. There's something else that's, it's actually like.
Is it liquid?
It's a liquid and it's oxygen, liquid oxygen thing. And I'll find it. It's in that same group that I just sent you that thing from. And they were saying that that was working really well. And it was this woman who has been in and out of the hospital with needing oxygen.
Okay. Well, I also have a new machine that I've been using for a little while. It's called an ozone generator.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have an oxygen tank that runs its oxygen through. It's just, it's not medical grade, but I mean, I have the ability to do that. And I'm trying to get my oxygen in other ways. Let me put it that way.
Well, you can do like ozone generators. You can use them in like bags around your feet to absorb. I mean, there's other places that you can get.
I'm doing rectals and vaginals and ears and nasal cannula that goes through oil, and those are all other ways of getting some extra oxygen. So I am doing a few other things that should be assisting. I just, you know, I, like I said, I've just got to get to the point where I can avoid having to go in for any kind of...
Oh, yeah, I don't want you to have to go in.
And to tell you the truth, there's a point at which I know where I'm going. If it's my time to go home, then I'm fine with that. And I think I'd rather just go home than to, you know, check myself into the system at this point with this particular disease. So, you know, if that's my time.
It's not your time to go home. We're not going to let you go home yet.
Not thinking fatally or anything like that. I mean, I don't have a fatalistic attitude. God's going to do something really wonderful with this because he always does.
Well, I know what it is already.
So do I, but that's okay. Go ahead, tell me. Tell me what you think.
You are a healer. You are a healer, and you're coming through with so many novel approaches to help other people. Mm-hmm. It's just part of that healing, your herbal thing. It's just part of your healing journey. So you're having to go through things in order to come out the other side to help other people.
I prayed that the other night when I was saying goodnight to God and saying, okay, God, said, I know you're teaching me stuff here, and I know that, you know, this is all going to work out. But why do I always have to be the guinea pig?
That's
what, you know, God's got a sense of humor. He always ends up using me for good.
And it's because you have so much, you have such great problem solving ability, and you have so much heart, and you're determined, and you research, and you're a digger, right? And that's like what our medical system is sorely needing, right? They don't do that stuff.
Yep. I know there's plans. He's got plans.
Yeah.
But yeah, why do I always have to be the guinea pig guy? He messes with me all the time. And I'm so used to it, though. I just kind of giggle. I mean, I'm just making fun of him. He laughs at me, so I can laugh at him, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, send you lots of healing energy and lots of love. And you're pretty amazing. We all
and maybe
love
I can help a few people through this on the, you know, when I get done learning all the things that I have to learn here.
Yeah, but you've already taught me some stuff. I didn't know about that particular the quinine.
This is available, and it, you know, just after it is a natural product. It is a tincture out of this bark, and I will be making the tincture. My big thing was trying to figure out, since this isn't one of the standard herbs, how am I going to figure out what the alcohol to water ratio is going to be? And I was looking at the label over here, and it says, oh, alcohol, ethanol, 24%. Bingo.
Bingo, you got it.
I got it. I was like, oh, thank you so much.
Is that Nutramedics is the brand? And it
yes,
was on Dr.
Supplement. Nutramedics.
Okay.
Out of Jupiter, Florida.
It might be a thing that is just something that, you know, have in your herbal medicine cabinet, because tinctures last forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never used it, but I bought a nebulizer years ago just to have on hand in case somebody, I think when my son was coughing, he got over it really quickly, like overnight, but it was like, okay, I should have a nebulizer around because that's something that, you know, could be useful. And for $50 on Amazon, it's easy thing to keep around.
Yeah, that's why I've got it too.
Some NAC in the nebulizer, and that like really thins out the mucus and helps you to expectorate it. You have a nebulizer? Are you doing NAC in your nebulizer?
Not yet. I haven't pulled the nebulizer down for some reason.
When it feels like the right thing to do, if it does, you do that. And NAC, the colloidal silver, the colloidal zinc, all those things can be good in the nebulizer.
Yeah, and one of the things I found that when I'm spraying my throat with the zinc, excuse me, I do that almost every time I go in the bathroom because I've got it sitting in the bathroom counter right next to the toilet. I won't forget it. But I spray it 4 or 5 times in my throat, but at the same time, I kind of inhale a little bit. And it's such a fine mist that I can actually inhale it down, so I'm actually getting it down to the bronchioles.
That's great.
So, and then I did the same thing with the silver. So I can do the same thing. So I can actually get it in contact, you know, in the windpipe.
Yeah.
Because I can breathe it in. And and I've actually done that a little bit with the hydrogen peroxide too, the food grade. Because I've used that before and done just a light spray and kind of breathe that in. That one's a little bit more difficult. But
in terms of burning or what?
It's it doesn't burn. It's it just kind of, it's like a tickle, because you have hydrogen peroxide, it tends to bubble when it hits something.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So it's like carbonation. So it's, you gotta be a little
like it does in your ears, and you get all the foamy. Yeah.
Yeah, the foamy stuff. So it you get that little tickle in there, where it's foaming up, but it works pretty good too.
Awesome.
So I've got lots of options. So thank you. Like I say.
Thank you for being
feeling that I needed to up the vitamin A, but I know you got to be careful with that. So
I'd say 5 to 10,000 is probably fine. Check your BCOM-MO1s. If you have a red, you have a homozygous for sure, or multiple heterozygouses.
Okay, so the BCOM-MO1.
BCOM-MO1.
And if I got a red, do what? More or less?
Then the more is you need the more. Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Even on just a general basis.
Fantastic. And thank you for that document. I will enjoy going over it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, let me know if you find anything cool in it.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So let's go. And you stopped humming after a little while. So I don't know what that was about.
Wow.
All right. Let me stop.